Welcome to Walking Between the Worlds with Almeen. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
A very, very warm welcome to all our listeners. And I wish to start today's wonderful, extraordinary show out with a reading from the foreword given by the Mother of Creation, the 28th of October, 2006. This foreword is located in the new book that I have just released, called The Ring of Truth, Sacred Secrets of the Goddess. And the reason it is a good way for us to start today is that this is the language in which a portion of the ancient secrets of Isis is written. And it is about this that our guest today will be speaking. Therefore I read, Belech Vitrahur, Pelech Varavi, Sta Ubalechvi, Hures Mananur, Kreshvi Arunat, Spelevichvi Staurut, Nunhesh Bastelelut, Treuch Manuvach. Upon my instruction, this book has been formed. The ring of truth must be felt in your hearts. I made all things new. Innocence has been restored. Belevish parve uvatref bi klaurach, nunstervas drahur min hursut elulbak, nishva perurutvi, elesklava starut, men hesh urva praunach berastut. May you know me as these words unfold. Feel my love for you and through the gifts that I give. For eons my face has been hidden from my children. But now it is the moment for all to see. Irech stranu uret vi elesh manurech. Soon every eye shall see my glory. Beloved listeners, today we have an exciting time ahead. Over the centuries, many mysteries have been kept by Irish secret orders. One of the most sacred of these is the Order of the White Rose, keepers of white magic, guardians of sacred objects, keepers of the keys to the magic of Isis. Today we have a most unique opportunity, the chance to be the first to obtain a public interview with some of their members. Discover today the connection between Ireland and Egypt, the sacred objects they guard, the time tunnel that exists in Ireland, and so much more. But why is it time for white magic to once again rear its head among us? And is it not so that immediately when we hear the word magic, that our hackles go up? And that which does not conform with the average person's belief systems, they usually either ignore, attack, or ridicule, reducing it down to something like fairy tales. But, beloved ones, it is part of the restoration of an ancient balance, as I shall explain, that has made it available to us once again to become human beings that live in a world of beneficial and benign magic. For example, Mother's language that I have just read to you. Mother is the infinite being, the one being that is. During eons and eons of descension cycles, male deities basically ruled, causing separation and hence the outbreath of God or the descension into the deep material life in which we have been. But during the ascent, the infinite being manifests as the goddess of all life, creator goddess that births life. And once again, we have turned the corner and are now in a full-fledged cosmic ascension. Hence, she says, soon every eye shall see my glory. During the cycles of descension, was a time of great forgetfulness. Forgetfulness of the interconnectedness of all life, of the oneness of every being. That to fear another would be to fear oneself. To injure another is but to injure ourselves. For within that web of life, all things ripple eternally, and every action affects all life. It is therefore that during these dissension cycles, black magic abounded, and the objects of sacred magic were hidden. And as we shall see in upcoming shows, many of the kingdoms that we thought were mythical were in fact not, and are here once again to speak to us that they had kept in custody as guardians to safekeep very sacred objects and centers of power of the cosmos on Mother's behalf during the times in which we had been in a dissension. These are now gathered together again. She is once again awakening ancient orders. The Master Joe, who will be our first guest right after our first break, will inform you how it is Mother herself that has prepared this day upon the Irish soil, the keepers of the mysteries, and that it has been prepared for eons through a time tunnel that existed upon Ireland and was able to be accessed through ancient Egypt into the modern days. Mother has prepared this that the balance may be restored. Mother's language is in itself magic. For what is spoken in Mother's language, so it is and shall be. But there are no negatives in Mother's language. There isn't a word for not, never, neither. None of those words exist. In fact, there are no words for time. And the word we and I is the same word. The reason is that we are all one. But because this is so, it cannot be corrupted. It cannot become self-centered, where something is gained on behalf of the one and withheld from others. It cannot be abused, for its sacred words cannot be distorted, since those negative words do not even exist. The purity of Mother is in white magic. What is magic? Magic is the manipulation of reality through intent. Magic is to create a more helpful environment. Somewhere deep down inside many of us is the mistaken belief that life has to be hard for growth to occur. It was indeed so. We used the opposition of the density as we sunk in density for eons of dissension. We used it so that we could grow. We took those stumbling blocks and turned them into stepping stones. It was what light workers do, what those in the sound of my voice today were meant to do. But then we turned the corner. And the purpose of life, which was through hardship and experience, to turn the unknown into the known, changed in a second and irrevocably. What then became the purpose of life is to reflect that which is, rather than explore that which isn't. That which is the purity of the infinite Mother's being. It is innocence. It is play. It is beauty. It is fun. It is generosity and receptivity of spirit. It is the ability to assimilate all things beautiful and reflect them each in our unique way. In other words, a path of hardship has become a path of heart. All things are possible when we walk a path that makes our hearts sing. In fact, because we then align with the infinite Mother's purpose, all of the cosmos will move to bring about our goals as we do that which makes our hearts sing. So, why not magic that enhances life, that heals, that makes things easier? You see, the path of hardship is really over. If we can get that deep within, that we no longer have to manifest tearful situations or be among those that make our stomach in a knot that feels foreign to us. And today, with our second speaker, you'll understand why all of a sudden people you could live around before, suddenly you just can't handle it anymore. Because our beloved Master Ellen, who will be our second speaker and who is also one of the members of the Sacred Order, will explain that energies now repulse if they are opposite energies. Either they will repulse you, my beloved ones, or you will repulse them. But the hardship that those of uncomparable energy in our environment brought us, we no longer have to endure. Even the way compassion has to be done has changed. The Nagwals we interviewed last week brought out in their wonderful information that they brought the listeners just how much that has changed. Before, lightworkers wanted to save. We don't have to anymore. Now, automatically, our highest light, our highest truth, our most beautiful emotions go to where they are most needed in the cosmos. Every kingdom exercises magic. Angels work with magic. Why not man? Man used to guard and live the sacred truths of white magic. They could not be in any way distorted or abused. But as we fell in forgetfulness. Since February of 2005, we have been in an ascension here on Earth and in the cosmos. We have raised and raised in consciousness, in frequency, as the slumbering masses went about their business, unaware that the greatest miracle has happened. It is time. It is time for us to reclaim our birthright. The birthright of every kingdom, as we shall see over the weeks as we interview and explore these magical kingdoms. Even human spirits can do what one can call some magic. It's time for us to remember. And at the closing of our show, I will give you a practical way in which you can include a life of magic and miracles in your own life. And now, we will take a little break. Afterwards, we will speak to the Master Joe.
Elmeen is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Elmeen as you're told to guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Elmeen on the web at www.spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic. And log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You've been walking between the worlds with Elmeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back to our listeners, and welcome also to the Immortal Master Joe, who is calling in from Ireland. With so much gratitude, we welcome you that you have agreed to speak to us about the sacred role that the Order of the White Rose plays on Earth today. It's located in Ireland, as we have said, and guards sacred objects and secrets. The Master Joe is an integral part and a member of this order, and also a beloved friend. Thank you for giving us your time.
Not at all, Almeen. You are most welcome. It is a great honor to be invited to talk to you, as it gives me the chance to publicly thank you for all the hard work you are doing, not just for the people of Ireland, but for the planet as a whole. It is through your work and your visits to Ireland that has helped us here to reconnect with all that continues to unfold for us. And it is also through you the work of Mother is being done in bringing humanity back to its original state of pristineness that it once was.
Thank you very much. I realize, of course, that an order that guards secrets would most certainly not be able to divulge many of them in a public setting. We understand this, but the restoration of white magic on Earth in its full power could so enhance the life of humankind. Perhaps we should start by having you explain, which I tried to do at the beginning of the show, but it helps to reiterate it, what magic is.
Certainly, magic is the manipulation of reality through intent. This means that reality can be changed to something other than that what is in front of one.
Well, what different ways can this be done, Master Joe?
Well, there are two types of magic, first and second ring magic. First ring magic utilizes external sources for assistance. For example, incantations, potions, magic objects, rituals, and rites. What these external sources do is that they focus attention and intention. They also enhance the abilities of the individual because they are filled with their own power.
If I may interrupt, would you give us an example of that, please?
Certainly. Well, something like healing modalities that use valid symbols. Most would never think of that as magic. But at the same time, the intent is to utilize symbols that have power in them. The power is there because multiple practitioners use these symbols with the same intention every day, each time empowering them a little more as they work with them. Secondly, they would have power because they represent an eternal principle, something that's real. Because by real I mean dwelling life that animates matter.
Ah.
Although most don't think of it as such, this is really first ring magic.
You also mentioned second ring white magic. Would you explain that one too, please?
Yes, certainly. Second ring magic is a form of internal technology. It doesn't utilize anything other than visualization and intent. Other similar techniques...
Please give an example of that.
Okay.
Like there are many...
But one would be the aligning with an archetypal energy, such as a direction. And perhaps it is best to tell your listeners exactly what directions represent. Would you like to tackle that?
Okay. The directions within the cosmos, so the listeners can understand, are in fact vast frequency bands that provide the structure or space in which the cosmos exists. There are, in fact, 12 different directions, each with a very distinct frequency that has specific properties. What the Master Joe is referring to is that one would align yourself with the frequency of one of these bands to access its properties in order to create changes in the environment. To illustrate what I've just said, let's pretend you want to be able to soar above the troubles of your day. You could align yourself with the energy of an eagle. When your boss yells at you, you could feel yourself soaring above the situation to help you through. Master Joe, could you please address the natural prejudice that most people have towards anything to do with magic? There's such a fear that it can be misused.
Well, every kingdom utilizes white magic. Fairies and divas use it to help plants to grow. Angels use it in their functions. Even human spirits can produce objects at will as they need it. Our oral traditions tell of a time when humans too wielded magic to ease their burdens and bring joy to life. But through several falls in consciousness on our planet, humans have lost their ability, and these divine abilities as well. White magic has been held by just a few pockets of guardians throughout these dark ages. Dark sorcerers far outnumbered any of us who guarded the ancient secrets. It was not safe to come out of hiding, and through the ages, the guardians of this ancient mysteries waited for a time when light would once again return to the planet. All humankind knew of magic was that of the black sorcerers. Everything else was hidden. It's only natural that they would be highly suspicious at this point. It is something entirely unfamiliar.
Could you explain the role of the Order of the White Rose in holding and guarding these ancient mysteries, please?
Yes, the land of Ireland and the Order of the White Rose upon it holds the negative or feminine aspect of white magic. For anything to have a dynamic life, there has to be a flow of energy between a neutral, a masculine or a positive, and a feminine or a negative pole. If one of these poles is not healthy and pulsing with energy, it affects the whole. It is the order's sacred task to make sure that the feminine pole remains vibrant.
Are you permitted to tell me where the other two poles of the bodies of white magic are located? I would imagine there's a neutral one and a positive one.
That's true, yes, but unfortunately at this particular time I'm not allowed to do so.
Oh. Can you tell me the significance of the rose as your emblem, please?
Okay. In ancient times, mystery schools organized themselves into 12 orders, each representing one of the petals of the rose. Each of these orders functioned within a very specific frequency, representing one of the directions. Initiates spent lifetime after lifetime graduating from one petal to the next as they mastered each in turn. In mastering a petal, a specific goal was achieved, and that is the activation of a DNA strand. The human DNA strand consists of 12. Two of them are visible, of course, but the other 10 are made of some subatomic particles, unable to be seen by the human eye. To achieve full immortal mastery, all 12 have to come online, so to speak. They have to be fully functional. The 12 petals of the rose represents the 12 human DNA strands, as well as the 12 frequencies that activate them. In ancient times, initiates would progress from order to order, immersing themselves fully in the frequency of each, even if it took lifetimes, until all 12 strands were activated.
Master Joe, thank you. That was a magnificent explanation. I understand that there are some things you can't speak about, but are you able to tell us whether or not your order are custodians of sacred objects? And I'm sure my listeners would be grateful for anything you can reveal about that.
Yes, each of the members of the order is a custodian of a sacred object. The order realizes that many of the threats have been removed at this time when a great light has dawned upon the planet. We also realize that although these objects must stay upon the land of Ireland, that we are but custodians, that genuine sacred objects are the properties of humanity. We are therefore prepared to release information about 3 sacred objects that we guard. We guard a blanket that held the Christ child, we guard an urn that held holy water blessed by the Christ, and we guard a statue programmed by Thoth to remove illusion or anything that constricts the flow of energy.
This is the most wonderful occasion because it is information that is for the first time released to humanity. Never before has this been spoken about in public, is that right?
That's true, yes.
But also, this is the first time that these objects exist, have been and is being taken care of by a specific brotherhood or order. Are there many sacred objects that have survived through the ages, Master Joe?
Well, hardly any at all, in actual fact. Objects have survived, but they are no longer sacred. And let me explain about that. The Order is aware that you have been intensely involved yourself, Almeen, with work assigned to you to help in the planetary ascension that began in February of 2005. So, as you know, the frequency and light has increased on Earth since then. Sacred objects are sacred because they have a frequency that is higher than ordinary reality, one that affects people when they're in its environment. The objects that are sacred in January of 2005 ceased to be so as the planet rose in frequency beyond that of the objects. It is therefore very rare to find a sacred object today.
Really? Well, what about the sacred sites?
Well, sites are sacred for three reasons. There are places on Earth that have a very low electromagnetic field. Compasses won't even work there. In such a place, old patterns release growth and change is very rapid. People travel there because they only know that with their intent to grow, coupled with the site's energy, they feel changed. Secondly, a site could be sacred because it has been programmed to be at the higher frequency than ordinary reality, just like a sacred object. In this case, the old sacred sites would no longer be sacred. Thirdly, a site could have what is called a psychic impression. This is where an event that was very holy and made a strong impact on the environment took place. It's a little bit like a ghost image that has remained long after the event happened. When people go there, they can experience the event as though it is still happening. For this to still be the case, the event would have had to happen quite recently. The reason is, of course, that we have gone beyond the holy frequencies that happened years ago.
That was a very clear explanation. Thank you. You mentioned the object programmed by Thoth. Is there a connection between your order and Egypt?
Very much so, but some of it I am not at liberty to talk about this much. But I can say this, a time tunnel exists upon this land that was established by Princess Gota and others that came here to Ireland. And as you know, Ireland at one particular stage was called Scotia before it was actually known as Hibernia.
Oh.
And Scotland itself is named after Scotia. And some say Scotia was actually the granddaughter of Nefertiti and Akhenaten, who was one of the pharaohs in Egypt at the particular time. Everyone in our order here in Ireland also existed in Egypt at the time of Scotia and before. We have been coming back and forth through the tunnel to create a situation in which the Order of the White Rose could flourish in Ireland. Some of the secrets we guard come from ancient times in Egypt, long before the time of Scotia.
Do you guard the secrets of Isis?
At this time, some of them.
Is the world ready to know what they are?
Not quite yet, unfortunately.
We will have you back on the show. Who is it that established your order in the first place, Master John?
It was the creator goddess herself.
In working with groups of angels and other kingdoms of the hidden realms, I know that one can only access their secrets if one accesses their language. For instance, I've worked with 5 different groups of fairies, and each one has a separate language. When we come back from our commercial break, would you address that, please, and tell us what languages the magic is in?
Certainly, yes.
Almeen is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Almeen as your total guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Almeen on the web at spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic. And log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You've been walking between the worlds with El Mean. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to El Mean.
Welcome back to our listeners, and we are speaking with the Master Joe, who is called in from Ireland and is one of the very crucial members of the Order of the White Rose, sacred guardians that guard sacred objects as well as the body of information that's called the magic of Isis and other forms of magic given to them directly by the mother of all creation that is white magic and cannot be misused. I just spoke to the Master Joe and I've invited him back again to continue with us about the fact that one can only access magical secrets if you know languages. All the various groups that have now come to light and we'll be speaking about in upcoming programs will give us information about bodies of magic that they have held of the magical kingdoms. But to get that, we have to know their languages. So many masters, myself included, know multiple languages of these kingdoms in order to access the gifts that they bring. So my question to Master Joe is, to access Isis's secrets and to be able to receive instructions or incantations from the Mother Goddess herself, what languages are used?
Well, the secrets of Isis is written in the language of the Mother Goddess that was used before the last 9 cycles of creation.
That language is from trillions of years ago.
Yes, but as you know, time is not what it seems. The other body of magic regards is the language of Mother Goddess used during the last 9 cycles of creation.
So, just to clarify for our listeners, they're both the Mother's languages. It's just that they were used during different cycles of creation. The later language of the Goddess is featured in my book, The Ring of Truth, and you heard a little bit at the very beginning of our show today. And perhaps if we have time, we'll do a little bit more of her language later on. Well, this is fascinating, Master Joe. I still think we need to clear up the misgivings people have about the use of white magic. Give me one good reason how we can be sure that the magic that you wield will not be misused.
All our magic is written in the words of the mother of all creation, the one who birthed everything that is. The purity of her language is such that there are no words for anything that is distorted. The only vocabulary that exists in Mother's language are words that are life-enhancing. For instance, there are no words for negatives, such as no, never, and so forth. If anyone tried to misuse these incantations, it simply wouldn't work. It would not register in the ether. That is the way magic was supposed to be. During ages when the whole cosmos fell and dark sorcery was all that could be found, the Mother Goddess of the principal giver of life was made appear to be deliberately distorted, and harsh male gods were put in her stead. But that which is the one infinite being cannot be replaced or distorted.
Master Joe, I believe there is a great secret that lies within the other petals of the rose. The emblem of your rose has the 12 outer petals of which you spoke, then 7 inside that, 3 inside that, and a circle in the very middle that I feel holds a mystery. What can you tell us about the other petals?
Until the Earth's rise in frequency in 2007, the creational codes for material life accessed only 7 of directional energies. Only 7 levels of light were available in material life.
Why is material life so important that it would be symbolized by parts of the rose?
It is in material life where all new information is gained. Because of this, material life is the proxy or archetype for the cosmos. It is often thought the cosmos greatly influences material life, and to a certain extent it does. But material life influences on the cosmos is far greater. This is a principle that is really vital important in magic. Its implications are endless if your listeners contemplate it.
One of the most surprising things to me as I started to become more acquainted with the hidden realms is how little the beings, like angels, were able to affect the physical. In fact, very few beings can materialize a physical object, for example. But please continue.
But for our order to be healthy and strong, it must concern itself with not just doing, in other words, guarding bodies of information, but in being also. It must be a path in which the members of the order achieve their fullest potential, and that is to go beyond mortal boundaries. The rose not only represents the way the order is organized as an order, with Mother representing the center, but a pathway that can be followed to achieve states of existence way beyond where man can imagine. For example, to become an ascended being or an immortal master, like you have done, Almeen, it is necessary to embody the 12 pure emotions in one's life, which of course is the 12 petals around the outside. But it is also necessary to remain at least partially interactive with physical life. True spirituality is not an escape. The 7 petals remind us of this. It is through interacting with life that the 7 levels of perception necessary for elevated states of being are achieved. Without functioning in everyday life, one becomes stagnant. Within the 7 petals, there are 3 petals that represent 3 poles, the feminine, the masculine, and the neutral. As we have said, all things pulse. The master has to pulse activity with rest, passion with joy, fun and lightness with achievement, and so forth. When these energies are brought into balance, the central portal of the DNA opens and a transfiguration takes place. Man becomes an immortal being and can progress beyond.
I see. And as an order, there is a transfiguration then that takes place as one masters the aspects the petals represent that you're not really speaking about. Is this more than you can discuss?
It's more than I can discuss.
Okay. Well, beloved Master Joe, you have said many great and glorious things today, and I am very grateful for what you have divulged. Thank you so very, very much, and that you've entrusted these truths to us. And I shall see you in May. My love to you always.
And my love to you and your listeners. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much. Now, to our listeners, as we say goodbye to the Master Joe, there are a few things that I wish to explain, and then after the break, we shall have the beloved Master, Ellen. Let us take a look at that second language that he has spoken about, where he says that part of their magic is written in the second language of the mother that was used during later cycles of creation. That in and of itself is magic, because what one speaks in that language is so. So the Hopis say that spirituality is not practical unless it can grow corn. In our next segment, we will discuss a healing modality that is a gift of the mother directly to humanity. As we raise in consciousness, it is one of the most profound, and it is available to our listeners, and we give the self-initiation in the book, The Ring of Truth. But there is also some of the sentences in Mother's language in the book, The Ring of Truth, as well as her exquisite alphabet of this later language that was for the last some trillions of years, but it's the second of the two languages used during the descent and ascent of the cosmos. Example, I will read just a few sentences. Uni Varunish Heshpiu Trabarin. Everyone is dancing with joy. Bileshbri Anur Braveshpi Iulan. Take away the frown from your face. Nenhush Avrvi Tranuk Avrva. When comes the moment of laughing? Note, of course, you know there is no word for time. Nun brashmar nut pareshvi. Please take us with you. Vush venestu parneshtu. Magic is the moment. Iuvishpa niutrim sarem. Great things awake. Await, I beg your pardon. Great things await. Great things really do await. It is the time when the slumbering of mankind has ceased. And as the beloved Master Joe has pointed out to us, all things are made new and pristine as Mother again takes her place as the in her reign of the cosmos, which is part of ascension. Thank you very much, and after our commercial break, we will come back for the great Master, Ellen.
Elmine is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Elmine as you're told to guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Elmine on the web at www.spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic. And log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You've been walking between the worlds with Elmine. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Elmine.
Welcome back, and we have on the show with us at this time another one of the masters from the Order of the White Rose who is called in from Ireland. And the White Rose was given a healing modality by the goddess. This healing modality has been released to them, by them, to the world for a very specific reason, which we will ask the Master Ellen about. Welcome, Ellen. Beloved one, it is a privilege to have you with us.
Greetings from Ireland to you, Almeen, and all the listeners.
The incredible body of information, the healing modality, Belvaspata, and we will spell this for our listeners, Belvaspata, and there's a website about Belvaspata, if you just do a search for the name, occurred when I was in Ireland. In fact, it happened in your presence when I was speaking to the Master Anne. I told her about an out-of-body experience I'd had the night before, which, by the way, was in August 2006. I found myself in a forest, and suddenly the tree spirits inside each tree turned to face the opposite direction. Joy rippled through the forest. In fact, one could call it ecstasy. They informed me that the poles in the cosmos have reversed, that different laws would now apply. It was clear from the joy that went through all life that this was a big step forward. After this experience, I received multiple revelations explaining what had changed. One example was that energy would no longer attract its opposite. Only the same types of energy would be attracted to each other. Would you tell us the rest of the story, Master Ellen?
Anne had been a practicing master of a specific healing modality in her daily life. She asked you how this would impact the symbols she used for healing. You explain that during the night, the power behind the symbols of healing modalities that worked with energy had been severed by the Mother of all creation. This had been done to prevent well-intended practitioners who, during healing, would be having an opposite effect. If the symbols retained their power, they could in fact make people ill. Her modality would therefore no longer work.
Could you explain how symbols of healing meant to send energy could in fact make someone ill?
There are healing energies all around us. Illness is when these healing energies are rejected by an area of the body. Because opposite energies are now repelling each other, sending healing energies into someone would be rejected. And this, as we have just seen, is what disease is. In this way, it would in fact make them more ill.
Please continue. Just tell us what happened next.
Anne saw a group of butterflies fly in through the window, across her right shoulder, and into your forehead. When this happened, information started to pour out of you. You ran to a piece of paper and started drawing symbols with words next to them. This continued throughout the night until 7 o'clock the next morning, when the entire method of healing had been written down.
What is the meaning of the word Belvaspata?
It means healing of the heart.
And describe what it entails.
Every sigil has a name in the Creator Goddess's language that has a specific purpose. Each of these purposes has an angel assigned to it that also has a sigil and a name.
I think we'd better explain to our listeners what a sigil is versus, say, a symbol.
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, let's tackle this one. A sigil is a very ancient form of writing utilized throughout the cosmos. It's like a little roadmap and describes exactly the frequency and function of that which it represents. For instance, the sigil for the Archangel Michael describes his function as that which separates chaos from light, and so forth. As he accomplishes and grows throughout his existence, his sigil will change accordingly, because now it has more to map out. Someone knowing how to read sigils can know a great deal about that which it represents. Our letters are symbols in that they represent sounds. If you take the symbol for a Mercedes-Benz car, you know that it represents a vehicle of quality, but it doesn't tell you what it's like to be in the car, the feeling of it, the function of it, its areas of excellence. A sigil is much more than just a symbol. It maps out more. Please continue.
Belvaspata is based on the new laws of the cosmos that came about in August of 2006. At the time, the cosmic polarities reversed. Previously, light formed grids throughout the cosmos that were static. They didn't move at all. The grids provided the perimeters of space. Now there are 12 rings of frequency that holds the space open that is our cosmos. 16 rays of light bounce through these 12 frequency rings, doing specific patterns of movement. There are 16 sigils with their angels that call upon the powers of the 16 rays of light and direct them to disperse specific illusions that cause illness.
So in other words, each ray has a specific property that could counteract a particular disease.
Yes, that's right. And in some way, and in the same way, there are 12 sigils with their angels for the 12 frequency bands that are used for other complaints. Healing is helped in three ways: by the power behind the sigil, by the angel connected with the sigil, and by the words in the Mother Goddess's language, which when spoken, exposes the perfection underneath the appearances.
But why would Belvaspata work when other healing modalities that use energy don't anymore?
To understand this, let's carefully look at the changes that have happened. Firstly, opposite energies used to attract one another. Light-filled people tended to attract people that represented darkness into their life. Disease energies attracted healing energies, and modalities using energy worked very well. But suddenly, opposite energies now repel each other, and same energies now attract. People of light will now feel nauseated and uncomfortable around those that are not as they seem. Sending healing energy into the distorted energy will create even more repelling of healing energies within the individual. But on the other hand, light and frequency used to attract that which was the same and repelled that which was opposite. For example, well-intended people used to send their love to places where they felt there was darkness, only increasing the chaos. Now light is attracted to its opposite, and so is frequency. Now any healing modality working with frequency and light will be more effective. These are the principles underlying Velvaspata. Needless to say, because it is a gift from Mother herself, it is the most effective healing modality in the world.
How can one become a practitioner of Velvaspata, Master Ellen?
There are three levels practitioners can achieve within Velvaspata at this time. Level 1, level 2, and the mastery level. To become a practitioner, one has to be initiated by one who has achieved their mastery level.
I understand. Oh, my goodness, I had so many questions I wanted to ask, and our hour always goes so very, very rapidly. There is one thing that I wanted to add before we close. For those of you that are in remote places that do not have access to a Velvaspata master, there is self-initiation possible, and it utilizes the language of the mother. And the only place where that is given is in the new book that has just been released from the publishers, that you can get from my website, The Ring of Truth, Sacred Secrets of the Goddess. I want to thank our listeners, and particularly the Master Ellen. I wish we had so much more time with you, but thank you very, very much for your presence on our show today. It is a rare privilege to have these immortal masters speak to us at an unprecedented event. Thank you, Master Ellen. And now for our listeners, next week we have the program Immortals Among Us. Interviews with immortal masters would seem an impossibility. Their lives have been shrouded in mystery, far from the scrutiny of the masses. Because of my working relationship with and the love that exists between myself and them, interviews with these masters from several countries will be shared with listeners. We have a master calling in from Curacao, and one that is from the leading family of Nigeria, and we will discuss what a deathless life is like. Thank you for joining us. It has been a great delight and pleasure, and goodbye until next time.